Blog Talk Radio.
Victor Wooten, guys, come on, man, and that's called You Can't Hold No Groove. You Can't Hold No Groove, man, that was groovy, dude. All bass, that was all bass. Go ahead on, Mr. Pocket, and you ain't got no pocket. So he got you can't hold no groove if you ain't got no pocket. That's the name of the song. You got to have pockets. Oh, and that is so real. Me growing up in Solar, man, oh man, it was all about the pocket. And I had no idea what he was talking about, what Leon Silvers was talking about when he said pocket. Pocket? What's pocket? I didn't know. man, Victor Wooten putting it down here for us today. And so he's like, Pocket, so Don, the song that I just played by Victor Wooten is called You Ain't Got No Groove If You Don't Have No Pocket. If you ain't got no pocket is really what it says. And I was like, I know the word pocket. My goodness. Leon wore us out with that word pocket. Lock the pocket, 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 lock the pocket. Man. So anyway, guys, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This indie jazz show where we play all indie artists and jazz artists from around the globe on our show here every Wednesday. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. just trying to do the right thing and be a blessing, especially for our indie artists. And the jazz artists don't get as much love as some of the other artists as well. So we want to try to help to even out the score here on Solar Records Radio. We care about everybody, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure people get to just do. And so that's it for me. What's up, Don? How you doing, my brother?
Man, I am good. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. We're getting over that hump going into the weekend. So just some great indie music, of course, indie soul music, indie jazz music, and just traditional jazz music. So make sure you guys tune in for the next couple of hours. We're going to be jamming with you and hopefully engaging with all the listeners out there. So it's going to be a good thing today. Hump day.
Well, I have to give a big shout out to Jeffrey Daniels of Shalimar because he got Greg in. He left him backstage passes at Will Call, and Greg is just in heaven,
I know he's having fun.
Yeah, so I'm so happy for Greg because he's such a good guy and he works so hard on Solar Records Radio. So I mean, the next thing that should happen outside of, knowing me as a solo artist, musician, writer, producer, drummer, he gets to meet the artist, one of the biggest artists in the UK from Solar, which is Shalimar. So he's over there with those guys right now. His sister so sweetly contacted me and said, thank you for getting my brother in. He's so excited. Bernice is her name. And so she mm-hmm. sent me a wonderful text, and we appreciate you, Bernice, and your brother for sure, for for taking care of us and always looking out for us. So we have to reciprocate and make sure we look out for him. So have a good time, Greg. Enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you about it tomorrow when you wake up. it's already nighttime over there, so they out there, they're partying already. They are moving the groove.
Of course.
Yes, yes.
Of course.
UK in the house. Man, oh man. Don, what's on your plate, man? You got anything you want to hear today? Anything special that's on your heart? Because I know you always seem to have something going on over there. I'll start out the block. If you're in the system, you can take the next one. It's up to you.
Oh man, I am in the system. I just got through talking to my baby sister. She is transitioning to another job. She was venting a little bit about the layout. Nothing really big or whatever. It was just she misses the work that she did, because she had worked at a prison or something. And my baby sister's a nurse, for all those who don't know. But every now and then she calls me and kind of just tells me her day and whatnot. But she's transitioning to another job that she's excited about. She's going to miss the people. But there are, there are factors as far as management that she has indifferences with. And she just wanted to kind of vent a little bit. And just had a great conversation with her. So she's just, that's my baby sister, man. And she's just an amazing, amazing woman.
Yes, she is. She is, absolutely. And so, sometimes change is really good. You get to meet new people. Your drive is different. And a lot of times, sometimes we don't understand why this has to happen. But God's in control. And sometimes he will change your direction to protect you, you know, and bless you. So, so this is great. This is great. I'm excited, man. I'm going to post because Greg just sent a picture right now. That's why you hear me pause. And he's at a concert. And that's in what country is? I mean, he's in the UK. What's that city? City's in Manhattan. Something. I forgot. I'll bring it up. That he's
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester. That's it. You did good. You did good, Don. That wasn't just you just testing it. That was
good grief.
Manchester, that's exactly where he is. And I used to live off of Manchester.
Near Inglewood, huh?
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
Inglewood, California.
You know what? And I we always talk about our California connection and whatnot. As a kid growing up, you know, of course I am from Arkansas, but I, you know, spent some time in LA, lived out there for a couple of years, have family who's still out there with my dad, and I do miss it. I'm, you know, and we talked about getting a chance to kind of reconnect, you know, trying to work on getting some property once I have the capital and things like that, because I do believe in family. I do believe in the family dynamic of generational wealth. That's another topic down the road, but to get to my point, you know, we always talk about, you know, Wardell and I, we always talk about our California connections, and you know, we had talked about music and certain music that we grew up listening to or we listened to when we were out there that kind of triggers a memory. And I think that was kind of one of the topics that we kind of touched on yesterday. And that was great because I was having fun. It's like, you know, I'm happy when I'm here. I'm happy when I'm on the show. But it was something that really kind of got me in an emotional state to when I reminisce. You know, a brother almost had a tear in his eye. And that's one of the beauties of being on here, being able to have this collective thought and share the music that we've all listened to, grown up listening to, and just have that moment when we were talking about the music, talking about our upbringing, talking about, you know, those moments in our lives. I love the fact this is the outlet for it. And Solar Records Radio. And I'm happy and grateful, and eternally grateful to be a part of that. As a kid growing up, of course, in Arkansas, but having that California tie, and understanding Solar, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, and to be able to be next to the gentleman. Brothers, let me tell you about Wardell. Wardell is that friend. Wardell is that friend right now, you know. I mean, despite all of his accolades, despite his pedigree, despite what he's done, he'll call me at 11:13 at night and just be like, hey, man, you know, just checking in on you. What do you think about this? I'm like, dude, it's 11:13 at night. But I love that. That's the beauty of it. And again, it's just an amazing, he's an amazing brother, humble brother. And again, we're in 2022, we want to take this show to different heights. And I think we're on the verge of doing that. So.
Yes. And, you know, I do, like sometimes topics will come up and I go, ooh, I can't do this one without Don. Cause I know he will just, he's going to get on fire about this one. And so, you know, I'll just, sometimes I get too excited and I'll just call or text and send it. And so, and then, or if the show
most likely call.
Yeah. I like to talk. I don't like the texting thing. I'd rather hear somebody's voice. And so, we have some good topics that's been coming up lately. So, like Don was all emotional yesterday because we talked about music that because the show was not really about what he got emotional about, but it was the topic that took him to that point that made him think about all those songs from back in the day. And so we're talking about the power of music. So there you go. So,
yeah.
And he was he got really it was like oh, he couldn't stop at the very end telling me all these
songs.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you also it was one of those things. Of course, when you grow up, you talk about your mother, your father, whatever. You know, and I was thinking about my mother. You know, of course, for all those who don't know, I lost my mother last July. And, you know, we have those triggering moments as the fact that your mother being around for those memories and things like that. It just took it to another emotional level for me. And
yeah.
I was gladly willing to share that. And because everyone, we all have our moments of understanding our humanity when it comes to our upbringing, our whether it was our mother, our father, our grandparents, our grandmother, you know, being that patriarch, being that matriarch in the family, all of those things tied to music. There's an interconnection there, and it's all connected again. I don't want to just talk too much about it, but it was something that was near and dear to me yesterday, and I'm so glad that Wardell was able to bring that out and bring that topic out for me to share that.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great. That was great. And, you know, I want you guys to just think about that as well. You know, the power of music. What do you think? Why do you think music has power? And I had shared that it was healing. There's a lot of healing in music. It can heal you. You know, a lot of times you're down or something, and you know, you put the music on and it starts to make you feel better because it's soul pleasing. It goes directly to your soul, and it does what it does without your permission. It just does. And so you don't even have, right? You have no say in what's happening. You're just a victim of the power of music. And it could be a good victim or a bad victim. And in this case, you know, when it's healing you, it's a good thing. And it's a beautiful thing, you know. And many times I've been down and I play music and it just brings me right back up, you know. Or I would go, I'm real fortunate because I was able to even write music that even takes me to another level of happiness, because God's using me to create a sound, you know, a song.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes me to a whole nother level. So music is just, it's always been a blessing. So, but anyway, so we do need to get to the music. Can we do that? Can we do that right now, Don?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
All right, cool. All right, guys. So we're going to get to this music, and we can chop it up. We'll talk a little more. All right. So, but just think about that, what I said. Think about, you know, why you think music is powerful. All right. And if you guys have any thoughts you want to share, please feel free to call in at 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. Or you can just text us through Messenger, Don or myself. Don Fleming or Wardell Potts Jr. and off of Facebook, or you could just leave a message on the show page. All right, so we have many options for you. Thank you so much for being a part and being the best part of Soul Life Records Radio. Let's get to the music, Don. Here we go. I'm going to play a brother from out of the UK, since we were talking about the UK. Don's over there right now. I mean, Greg's over there right now.
I wish.
I bet. Me too. I want to go and hang out with Dawn and her dogs. She's always posting those dogs. They look so happy. And they always find, like, terrain, special terrain. I mean, yesterday she posted a picture of a dog in the middle of a tree, a hole in the middle of the tree. I'm like, what? It's always something, and the dog looks so happy. Like, look, Mom, look at me. So anyway, here's Tony Morrell on Soul Life Records Radio. Much love to all you guys, and thanks for tuning in. Let's get rolling.
Daily, I've got to give thanks. a song and a raise of my hand for all the things you've done for me. You were there to help me grow and was there through the highs and lows, right there at my point of need. That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I love you so, and I want the whole world to know that your love is the best love in life that I've ever known. I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. Ooh. I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. The one I could always call, you pick me up every time that I fall, cause you're right there by my side. Like a flower needs the rain, for your love I needed the same. Without it, how would I survive? That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. what we want between you and me. This requires you stick through thick and thin. You don't seem like you about to lie. I feel like stepping, but this ain't about the feeling. To oblige yourself by all means, babe. But I lose the time beyond my eyes. I wanna see you with this heart, but it's here but we're growing apart. Why so serious?
Today.
Beautiful, man, oh man, that's Sharon Marie Klein, and that song is called Love Dance, and man, it really, really takes you there, at least me, and I love that, that kind of music, because it's adult time, really. This show is really about the maturity of, you know, people just want to chill, want to just think about business, you know, make some business decisions, and you have that kind of music in the background, you know, or relationship decisions, or just taking your mate out to have a nice time, maybe, you know, a little, I'm not encouraging alcohol, but, you know, wine, a little red wine or something with a nice dinner, white wine, and just loving on each other. It's adult time for me here every Wednesday on Solar Records Radio, and I just love it, man. So, yeah, what was that? What was that song you played before that?
Oh man, that is Bibio, Orsha from 2016. Why So Serious? I love that song featuring Olivier Saint-Louis. Or we call it Oliver St. Louis, but it's Olivier Saint-Louis.
Okay. All right. A great song. Great song. He's laughing at me here. And
yeah, okay. Sure.
And I started to block out with Tony Morrell. I Can't Live Without You. You know,
great music.
Yeah. That's really a real nice track, man. I really enjoyed it. And most of Tony's stuff is really good. And I told him, you need to come over here to the States, man. And so he's like, set it up. I'll be there. he's a very talented young man. His sister is well-known, and she's mm-hmm. a well-known jazz artist, Sade. And so he's just been blessed by, you know, he's performed with Sade for many years, and then he decided to step out and do his own thing. And he's come on to the show. We have an interview that we have a couple of them that we did with him. But the first one, the quality wasn't so good. So then he came back and did another interview with us. It was a beautiful interview. And so, yeah, Tony Morrell, you guys got to check him out. You know what? I'll repost that interview because it was a great interview. And I think you guys should check it out. Mr. Fleming is going to take over this next block. Where you taking us, man? What road you taking us down? How should we prepare?
I'm going to take you. You know what? We got an hour and 21 minutes left for the show, so we got plenty of time to hang out, do blocks, and just enjoy some great indie music, great jazz music. Of course, I'm going to give you a Philly-Houston connection, man, if it's okay. I'm gonna take you to Philly and Houston.
Philly.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you to Philadelphia and Houston, Texas at the same time. So let's take you back to the album Black Radio 2. This is music from the Robert Glasper Experiment featuring Jilly from Philly, Jill Scott. It's called Calls. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
My car broke down in the park Told myself I wouldn't start my day online. From that shape and how they move. But is it just a deception? Oh, it drives my soul divine. Play your life, can't give an amazing night to a lady on the side. Want a baby and a tribe. Enemies, 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 calling me Uncle Mike. Family, enemies, in a piece, a piece of the pie. Yeah, I'm sure all I know. But is it just a deception, or what drives my soul divine?
that was my block. Giving you a little indie soul block. Of course, what I just played. Of course, she's a friend to the show, the lovely Miss Carlita Duran from her Kismet Green album. I guess.
Yes, I am in love with that song. That is a great song, man. When it just comes,
what a little pretty self.
Yeah, that too. That always helps, right? Easy on the eyes. Mm. But I love the music. It's just so good, and I think that, you know, beauty is a beautiful thing, you know. And I love it when we can find beauty in our beautiful sisters around the globe and stuff. And it's so awesome and stuff. And so I enjoyed this young lady as she did a great interview with you, and just shows so much character, man. And she's so wise and so adultish. She carries herself, you know, so good. And so I'm so proud of her, man. And so thanks for bringing her on the
interview.
Gotta
get her back on. And she's got some projects coming up, and I'm gonna jump at that opportunity, man. Once she gets some new release stuff out or whatnot, I just have her on, period, because she's just an amazing person. Of course, raised in North Carolina, or raised in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's born in Minneapolis, and if I'm not mistaken, in 84. So 84, being a baby in Minneapolis in that time, of course, you sucked up everything. You soaked up everything Prince, the Time, I mean, you know, all of that stuff that was coming out. Apollonia 6, I mean, for real, you know,
yes.
The Family. But, yeah, she's just an amazing artist. Again, Carlita Duran from her album Kismet Green. I guess before that, I played a little Masigo featuring Devin Morrison, named a song called Yams. And, of course, started off the block, gave Wardell a little Houston and a little Philadelphia. It's the Robert Glasper experiment from the album Black Radio 2 from 2013. Of course, that was called. I love that. I'm a big fan of Jilly from Philly. What an amazing, and not bad on the eyes either. So, I had to hook that up on this block, man. Hey, your turn.
My turn? Well, You played my homegirl, man. What's up with that? Jilly from Philly. Do you know that we live right down the street from each other? Actually, not literally, but she lived down the street from my dad's auto store. And she grew up two blocks away. As a matter of fact, the next street was 24th and Lehigh. And so my dad was in between his stores. He had two stores in between 25th and Lehigh and 24th and Lehigh. And so Jill Scott grew up on 23rd and Lehigh. And so it's like she was right down the street from, you know, that was my territory. And I used to hang out on 23rd Street because there's a couple of really fine girls. and my best friend's grandparents lived on 23rd Street. And we would always go over to their house. And the sad part is that they're so sweet. You guys come to see us again. We were like, oh, yeah, Grandma. But we were looking at those girls across the street and next door. Oh, my goodness gracious. I wish I could remember their names, but we had crushes on them. And so Grandma and Grandpa always thought we were coming to see them, which we kind of were because we needed a reason to be there. we would tell our parents, we're going over to Grandma and Grandpa's house, right? What'd you say? What'd you say, Doug?
I was saying every excuse in the world to be around.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, because those hormones when you're young, they are just raging and out of control. And so, you know, we were like 16, 17. We were running over to Grandma's house. Like, why do you guys want to go see Grandma and them so much? Well, let the truth be known. We were chasing them girls. And so, but anyway, that's the street that she grew up on. And so I wonder if I like knew her, you know, her, because she's about your age, huh, Don?
So
she was, you know, she wasn't even born probably when I was over there, or, you know, 17. I don't know. Let me see, Don, are you 17 years younger than me?
Yeah, am I? Maybe. I think I am. You are about 16 or 17.
So anyway, so it was a good time, and unfortunately, maybe I know her relatives or something, but that's my girl, and we appreciate her and all that she's done for the city of Philadelphia, just, you know, being an icon in music and stuff, and it's really good for the people around there that grew up around here, like myself, but, you know, a lot of people that grew up around there go, oh, I knew her. You know, oh, yeah, she's from here. That's our homegirl. And we see her on all these, you know, programs and stuff. So thank you, sweetheart, for, you know, being a blessing to North Philly, North Philadelphia in the house. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's kind of hard to go behind Don Fleming, but it's my turn. And
you know, let me ask you, what is that? You talked about North Philly, man, and I was able to, you know, visit some of the areas of North Philly. Where is that? What street is that big Dr. J mural on? I love that. I should have took a picture of that. I hate myself for not doing that.
I don't know. Sorry.
I look like I'm going to have to Google it. But, yeah, there's a huge picture of Dr. J. In Philadelphia. What? It's right in North Philly.
Really?
I'm gonna kick my hind parts. It's on Ridge Avenue.
Oh,
in Philly.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. I never seen it. You know, I've been out of Philadelphia since '79, so I only went back to visit. I would go back to see my mom and get that food, get those Philly cheesesteaks, those pretzels, those mustard pretzels.
Yeah, it's a big mural of him in a suit. And yeah, it's right on Ridge Avenue. So yeah, I was like, man, I hate myself for not taking a picture of that. But I was driving, so I was driving in North Philly, and I love that. I love that mural, man. I mean, and it just, to me, it's the essence of Philly. I mean, it's you know, Dr. J. It's, you know, it's like you were talking about cheesesteaks, you know, because, you know, I like food. And, you know, you talked about, Center City, you know, Philly International Records. I mean, just all of that, man. I soaked all of that up on Ridge.
Yeah.
So,
now, what about this? Just, you know, coming from a different mind space, were you into Betsy Ross?
Betsy Ross.
See, he don't even know who she is, man. And so Betsy Ross.
Apparently she quote unquote designed the flag.
Yes, the American flag.
Yeah, and there is some conflicting evidence about that, but I won't get into that.
Yeah, you know. All right, so did you go by her house?
Actually, I think I did. I did go by her house. I did drive by. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about the Liberty Bell? Did you go see the Liberty Bell?
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I met Clifton Davis out there in that little grassy area out there. I met Clifton Davis. Of course, Clifton Davis was from Amen. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I saw him and, I guess he looked like he got mad at me taking pictures of him, but he came up and was kind of like, welcome to Philadelphia. And I have a video of it somewhere, but he looked like he was ticked off that I was taking a picture of him. But,
well, you know, you know, being a celebrity, right. And people are constantly snapping pictures at you. At some point it becomes, you know, and you realize how human you are when you get upset about stuff like that,
I guess he took that frustration out, well, in a sarcastic way.
He's always, to me, from a distance, has a real sense of arrogance. Like he's kind of like, he's very self-secure.
Don't say that.
I'm saying he's secure in his manhood. He's like very secure about who he is, and I like that. I'm proud of him for being a strong individual. He's also a reverend, right? Right? He's a pastor.
I think he is ordained.
Yeah. And so, I'm proud of him for that. And I loved his show, That's My Mama. Right? Remember the TV show? That's My Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna sneak my song in right now. And it's kind of hard to come after Don's blocks because his music is so good. You know what? This is my boy right here. So Lavelle is one of those artists that is kind of amazing because he ends up on the road with some of the biggest name opening shows for some of the biggest name artists in the industry. And it's like people are like, who is he? But when you hear him, the guy has a voice and he has amazing stage presence. He was here on Solar Records Radio. Mm-hmm. We interviewed him. And so listen to his voice. This song is called Fell in Love. We'll be back.
Forget the day, love. I kept rehearsing all the words I would say, love. The weather was almost as pretty as you, love. I was nervous, but still I had to get it out. Hey girl, here it goes. Gotta let you know that it's amazing how you make me feel. Gonna be invincible. To my surprise, she said that's how I feel. And then that's when the earth stood still.
When we fell in love,
that's when my life found purpose.
When we fell in love,
I knew that I was done with searching.
When we fell in love,
can't believe I found love that's oh so real.
Love.
I saw an angel the other day resemble you.
Love.
I was sure that love had come around.
Hey girl, here it goes. Gotta let you know that it's amazing how you make me feel.
Ooh,
I never let you go. We gon' be as big.
Yeah.
the wall. Who's the baddest of them all? It's that it's
my mouth, but nothing came out. That is just wild. Anyway, guys, we got about another 44 minutes left in the show. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and Don Fleming is off the mic right now. But we are here, and I want to give a shout out to Astrid. What's up, Astrid, over there in Amsterdam? What's up, Julian, over there in Detroit, Michigan? No, but you're not there now, right? You're visiting. You're out on the road, I think. But anyway, much love to all you guys, and thank you for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. We Indie Jazz Day is always a wonderful time. I love this show. It's, like I said, it's kind of adult time, you know, just good, clean, old school feeling, just good classic music and some new school sounding, but it's indie music, so we don't know these, we don't hear these songs on traditional radio, which is really sad because some of these songs are very qualified, right? And so, but anyway, it is what it is, and so we try to fill in the gap. We try to, you know, be there and be a blessing to these artists that have blessed us with some great music. So we were playing a lot of indie music. I think I want it's time to get to some jazz, okay? So this is a brother that I actually grew up around and didn't even know it. And he was just absolutely amazing. Him and that saxophone was trumpet, saxophone. He used to play this thing, and he used to say, let's scramble those eggs, And the guys were soloing, and they all over the place. He calls it scramble those eggs. So anyway, John Coltrane's on my heart, and what a blessing he was for the music industry. He blessed so many people. And we really appreciate him. And he lived right across the street from Fairmount Park in the city of Philadelphia. And so did my, well, I didn't live across the street. My dad's gas station was across the street from the park. And so we're gonna get into that. I just want Astrid to know that Greg is out with Shalimar tonight over there having a good time. And so we're just praying that he's really enjoying himself. I don't know where he's sitting. He got backstage passes, but I don't know. I think he wanted to see the band perform first, so he's way in the back somewhere doing his thing. And that's all good. I love it. As long as he's happy, I'm happy. Thanks, Greg, for posting that stuff for us. And we hope you're having a great time, man. God bless you. And please be safe. So let's get to Mr. John Coltrane on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. John Coltrane, My Favorite Things, and one of my favorite songs, period. And just, man, what an amazing composition there for us to enjoy here on Soul Light Records Radio. So listen, I want to keep this music going because we're running out of time. We got 27 minutes left and I have some incredible jazz that I want to play for you. Now we're going to hear from the great Mr. Chick Corea, and this is called Humpty Dumpty. you know, that's Mandrill, obviously. But the reason why I played that on Indie Jazz Day is because we had Dr. Wilson, Rick Wilson, from Mandrill, one of the founding members of Mandrill, on, and we had a wonderful interview with him. And I always loved that song. It was a drummer's song. It was like, yes, it was a band song, really. Like, come on, guys, let's do this. And I remember being such a young man, and we would just jam this song out whenever we had the opportunity to play it. And it was fun. It was a musician's, it was a band song, and it was fun to be able to do that. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Today we appreciate you, and we just pray that you guys are all good and well, and God is keeping you. And thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We're going to ease on out of here with a real smooth song from Dale Williams called California Blues. But in the meantime, I just want to give a shout out to Greg as he's out there in Manchester in the UK, just having a great time with Shalimar. And so safe travels, Greg, and I hope you have a great time. And give a big hug to Jeffrey for me, and we'll talk to you later. We'll see you when you get back. All right, guys, so thanks again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Podge Jr. Don't forget, tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. Well, we can, oh, man, the songs, the music is just so amazing, right? This, our history, I get to go back down and feel those emotions from, that's the power of music, how it affects you. And so I can't wait. And don't forget to post your throwback pictures. Please post your throwback pictures on the show page. We appreciate it. I'll tag you if you want me to. So let me know on my in the manager box, and I'll tag you into the show. All right. God bless you guys. Take care. Be blessed, and be good. And we'll see you around on Solar Records Radio. Good night.